Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to bring kind of an interesting topic that jumped out to me while I was reading through Genesis 31. You can find those Bible readings on don'tperish.com. And the title of this study is called The Fear of Isaac. And this comes from Genesis 31:53. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Now that word fear is actually a title for God, fear of his father Isaac. In the Hebrew it means pachad, it means alarm, dread, terror. So like I said, as I was reading through Genesis 31, that reference of the Lord as the fear of Isaac jumped out to me. Instead of delving into the importance of fearing the Lord in this study, I'd like to take it another direction. I'll start by reading the account of Isaac being bound by Abraham and being put on an altar as a token of sacrifice. Genesis 22:9-12. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. When the faithful respect the Lord and sacrifice that which they love most, perhaps relationships, friendships, sons or daughters for the kingdom of God, it's one of the most loving things you can do. You show to them that you don't compromise on the truth, that the truth is the most important. And if they're outside of the truth, they are of the enemy. This can actually spark a healthy, needed fear to turn their heart to the Lord by sacrificing them for the Lord. Jude 1:21-23. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. The other side of this coin is compromise. If Abraham would have foregoed the sacrificing of his only son and tried to serve the Lord another way, it'd be outside of his command and outside of his truth. It would example to his son and those who behold him that the Lord accepts whatever man brings, regardless of what he commands. We see this just isn't the case, and we're given an example in Leviticus 10. Leviticus 10:1-2. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. But of course, this doesn't stop modern Christianity, who compromise to the uttermost to get people in their buildings. You may say, why aren't they burned up like the Levitical priests? Well, I have some verses for that. Psalm 50:16-23. But unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So we see the result of forgetting God, taking God's silence as an approval of their actions, and we see the fruit. no fear of God. This is because they compromised on the truth and turned the Lord into a feminized, long-haired, blue-eyed God who doesn't care about your sin and your false worship as long as you slap Jesus' name on it. Mark 7:68. He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. When we hold to the truth, sacrifice our lives, relationships, careers, ambitions, our fleshly pursuits for the kingdom of God, it's a hard road, and very few will make it to the end. But as Abraham obeyed the Lord by faith and bound up his son, set him upon the altar, and drew the knife to kill him, we must also echo this zeal, sacrificing those in our life who are contrary to the truth, with hopes that authors of fear of the truth, who is the true biblical Savior in the future. Isaiah 8:13. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. So that was my study, The Fear of Isaac. And I was thinking about Isaac, how fearful he must have been, being bound up by his father, put on the altar, seeing his father take the knife to kill him, about to drive it into him, and how he saw that his father didn't compromise on the truth. He didn't compromise on what God commanded him. And this, it carries a lot of weight, because I'm sure that left an impact on Isaac's life. He saw how his father doesn't compromise on what the Lord commands him to do. And eventually, he followed suit and obeyed the Lord, feared the Lord. It says, the fear of Isaac. The Lord was the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. So I think that's a really awesome thing, that holding to that truth, doing what the Lord commands you without compromise, without shifting around or trying to get more people to join up with you by compromise and whatnot. This is what we have to do. And when we're willing to sacrifice everything in our life for the Lord, for the truth, it's a hard road. The world will hate you. But when we're willing to do that, that could leave an impact on the people in your life, that could leave an impact on other people's lives. And they may end up in the future fearing God and fearing the truth because they see that you won't compromise, that the Lord is not a God of compromise. Even though he is silent for a time, he will reprove them. He will reprove those compromised, hypocritical Christians that worship God any way they want. So fear the Lord today. Fear the truth. Be in the truth. Make sure you're walking in the truth. It's a very narrow path. But I hope this blessed you today. I hope it gave you something to think about today. And have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.